Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Here we are, December 15th, just a week into the year of mercy. Are you receiving mercy from God? Are you extending mercy? Here we are just 10 days before Christmas. Are we longing for the Messiah? Are we making room for the Messiah? Are we cleansing our stable, our house, our life for the King to come? Are we making him welcome? Are we crying out, "Come, Lord Jesus, come"? I would just love it if there were families across this country together, husbands and wives and children, just crying out, "Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come." God will hear our cry. He will hear our prayer. The opening prayer for today's Mass says this: O God, who through your only begotten Son have made us a new creation, look kindly, we pray, on the handiwork of your mercy. That's us. We're the handiwork of God's mercy. And at your Son's coming, cleanse us from every sin of the old way of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Cleanse us from every stain of the old way of life. Help me to begin again. Help me to confess my sins. Help me to have a clean slate, so to speak. But help me that I may draw closer to you, that the works and the wiles of the enemy to trick me into sin will be gone. Help me. I will fight for it, but help me. I will make decisions. Help me, strengthen me to do them. Make that your own prayer, whatever words you want, but cry out to God for help. Cleanse us from every stain of the old way of life. The reading today is from the prophet Zephaniah, chapter 3, verses 1 to 2 and 9 to 13. Thus says the Lord, "Woe to the city, rebellious and polluted, to the tyrannical city. She hears no voice, accepts no correction. In the Lord she has not trusted, to her God she has not drawn near." That's us. He's speaking about the city, but that's us, rebellious and polluted. She hears no voice, accepts no correction. In the Lord she has not trusted, to her God she has not drawn near. "For then I will change and purify the lips of the peoples, that they all may call upon the name of the Lord, to serve him with one accord, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia and as far as the recesses of the north, they shall bring me offering." You know, just a few months ago, I met a bishop from Ethiopia, a wonderful, wonderful man who visited us at our offices here in Ann Arbor. Very struck by his holiness, his commitment, the seemingly incredible challenge that he has been given to build a new diocese in that country. But this is real. "From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, as far as the recesses of the north, they shall bring me offerings." That's what's going on today in Ethiopia. There are more and more people bringing the Lord their offerings. May we join with them in the U.S. and in Canada, in Brazil, in Argentina, in Mexico, all over the world, Germany, Italy, Iraq, Iran, Syria. There are Christians everywhere in the world bringing their offerings to God. Let us join them. Let us get a perspective of the worldwide church that seeks to serve the Lord. May we not be overcome by evil. There is no need for us to be overcome by evil if we put our trust in God. But we have let evil have so many entrances into our life that we are weak, and we need to grow strong, and we can only grow strong in the Lord. On that day, the day we grow strong in the Lord, the day we offer, the day we declare we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, On that day you need not be ashamed of all your deeds, your rebellious actions against me. For then will I remove from your midst the proud braggarts, and you shall no longer exalt yourself on my holy mountain. But I will leave as a remnant in your midst a people humble and lowly, who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord. Are we humble? Humility is truth. Are we living in the truth? Are we living in the truth? Are we taking refuge in the name of the Lord? They shall do no wrong and speak no lies. Do you live in the truth? Nor shall there be found in their mouths a deceitful tongue. No lying. They shall pasture and couch their flocks with none to disturb them. God always brings the mighty to their knees by showing them that it is the childlike way of humility and loneliness, a willingness to learn, a willingness to love, a willingness to serve, that makes all the difference. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Those who are crushed in spirit, he saves. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. No one incurs guilt who takes refuge in him. Who takes refuge in him. That means I turn to him in every circumstance. I ask him what to do and how to say it until I begin to walk in his mind and his heart. Take refuge in the Lord. It's not a sign of defeat. It's actually a sign of gaining real wisdom. Because where is the source of all that is good? It is in him. It's not in the world. It's not in the world's promises. It's found in him, in your relationship with him. The gospel is Matthew chapter 21, verses 28 to 32. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' And the son said in reply, 'I will not. No, not going to do it.' But afterwards, he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. And he said in reply, 'Yes, sir.' But he did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" And they answered, "The first." Brothers and sisters, we many times have said to the Lord, "No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do this act or this work or take on this project or change this in my life in order to serve my family better. Nope, not going to do it." But afterwards, the Lord's grace works in you and you change your mind and you say, "Yep, I'll do it." How pleased God is. He calls you obedient. Took you a while to get there, but he calls you obedient. But the one who says, "Yep, sure, I'll do this for you, I'll do that for you. Oh, Lord, I will do anything for you." And then the Lord asks something specific and you say, "Sure, I'll do that." But then you count the cost and you decide that it's too much and you say no. Which of two did his father's will? The one who first said no and then said yes. And a lot of us are in that spot. A lot of us first say no, but then we say yes. God accepts that. It's best if we can say, "Yes, Lord," and go and do it. But don't lie. Don't lie. Don't say yes and not do it. How many times have we promised God something and then not done it? Repent for that. Get the slate clear. Wipe the slate clean so that you can receive the Lord into your heart this Christmas in a new and a deeper way, promising him your obedience. It can only happen by grace, but we can cooperate with grace. Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you." In other words, there are people who have said no, who have have been tax collectors, which involved extortion and lying and cheating and stealing and all kinds of things. They said no to the Lord first, but then they came. And prostitutes who sinned greatly, but then repented and returned. And Jesus says, amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. He's speaking now to, you know, he's speaking to chief priests, and he's speaking to the elders of the people, and he's saying to them, which would have been an incredible insult to them, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John the Baptist, came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him. You didn't listen to John's message. You did not obey John's message, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. In other words, great sinners did hear and converted. Yet even when you saw that, you did not change your minds and believe him. We condemn ourselves, brothers and sisters. God doesn't condemn us. Any turn in the right direction, God will bless. But what he doesn't want are liars who say, oh, yes, 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 and then we go off and do what we want. We look on the outside like we're followers of Christ, but inside, as Jesus once said, we're filled with dead men's bones. We're dark. We're dead inside. We can look like we're doing all kinds of things, as though doing all kinds of good deeds could buy our way back to God. No, it's a contrite heart and a humble spirit that draws us back to God. Then we can do all kinds of good things. But it's the intent, it's the motive in the heart that God is looking at. And I know I personally in my own life have been drawn up short by my own mixed motives, even when I'm doing something good. And that mars my gift to God. I want my gift to be given to God simply out of love for him. I want to do works of mercy simply out of love for him. But I'm always, oh, I hope this person saw the good thing I just did. I mean, we're so full of pride. It's hard. And yet, if we persevere in it, God gives us the grace and our motives become more and more pure. And they rise. The work of that pure motive, no matter how small the act was, no matter how unseen, no matter how menial, perhaps, that act was, if it's done with the right intention, it rises like sweet-smelling incense before the throne of God. It's an act of worship. It's an act of adoration. Even as Jesus himself says, even if I give a cup of cold water to somebody in Christ's name, if it's a simple little thing like that, it rises before the throne of God. Beautiful before him. So please, brothers and sisters, please take a look at your life. Please do some serious business. Do some inventory. If you haven't already done it, please do it. Go to confession. Prepare your heart that you may experience the overflowing mercy of God, especially in this year of mercy, and you may be able to give it away. I have a new booklet coming out soon. Stay tuned. God bless you. As we prepare for this year of mercy, which will begin this December, I want to make available to you a free copy of my booklet, Captured by Mercy. I'm going to be speaking on this program a great deal about the true meaning of mercy, but I'd like you to have a free copy of my booklet now, Captured by Mercy. You can receive it simply by calling this number, 1-800-282-4789.